Welcome to the 2 Minutes with the Telescope. Today we have four writers from the Palomar Telescope to tell you about the stories that will be in the next edition, out in stands December 8th. I'm Jay Tovar. As you might know, this is a Palomar newspaper that has been with us for over 60 years now. It publishes every other week during the fall and spring semester and has an active website which you can check out at thetelescope.com. That is the-telescope.com. For our first story, we have Emily Rodriguez with Speech and Debate Update.
Thank you, Jay. So the Palomar speech and debate team headed down to Grossmont College for the weekend to host the Ray Dahlin Invitational and bring home some prizes of their own. The Palomar Forensics Department, staff and students brought together contestants from 16 schools in other cities and states like El Paso, Texas, to participate in the event. Contestants in the drama competition transformed from debaters into characters like Amy Winehouse and Army veterans with PTSD. At their own competitions, Palomar contestants went on to become finalists, and one student, Brandon Newton, brought home first place in Novice Impromptu. Overall, the college took fifth place sweepstakes. Now we go on to Haley for some fashion updates.
Thank you, Emily. Palomar's visual merchandising classes recently put up a holiday display called Sweet Seasons in the library. It features five full-size Christmas trees, two display cases, and five dresses designed by students Nicola Hopwood and Sarah Gonzalez. Some of the candy-themed props are also handmade. The students began brainstorming ideas for the display in early November and spent about 3 hours setting it up on November 17th. The display will be in the library until December 15th. Next, we have Sean, who will tell you a little bit about human trafficking.
Thank you, Haley. A dark shadow is looming over North County and the rest of San Diego as human trafficking plagues out county. Human trafficking is an issue that affects all people, including men, women, and children. And according to the Victims Protection Act, human trafficking is defined as the use of force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of labor or sex trafficking. San Diego, according to data provided by the FBI, is on the top 13 most intense child prostitution areas. According to the State of Human Trafficking 2012, 56% of victims are sexually trafficked, while 23% are currently trafficked for labor in California. It is almost only 4 years ago when the Oceanside Travel Lodge in North County, San Diego was raided, and 38 people were charged with prostitution and abuse of minors and adults. All right, back to Jay for transfer applications.
Thank you, Sean. With transfer applications coming to an end, it's ideal for students to know their options. There are two tracks you need to know about, the IGETSE and the AA. If you plan on attending a CSU or UC, the IGETSE is a track for you. Going out of state or to a private college, find out why the AA is a track to follow. Using helpful tools like Assist and the early enrollment application to get those final units done, you can make your JC experience here at Palomar College a smooth transition. For more information on any of these stories, check out what's happening anytime. Go to our website at the-telescope.com.